Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of October, recording at 9:25 p.m. And yes, that's still British summertime. Now, interesting day here, following yesterday, where we saw some warning shots in the form of downward dynamics against a number of stock market indices. Now, they did not lead to self-feeding selling in here today, showing us that there's still plenty of demand around. And we had some good gains here today. I put it this way, that most of the stock markets around the world were higher here today. There weren't that many big gains, but most of the markets were up, as I just said. It's easier to mention the exceptions. Mexico down 0.75%. Brazil down over 1%. The U.S. gains, incidentally, were modest, in the order of 0.5% across the boards. Japan a little higher, despite a firmer yen. Hong Kong and the China region, they were soft spots in stock markets today, but most of the others, as I say, a little bit firmer. Government bonds, government bond prices weakened a little bit, so those yields would have crept up, but they've taken a big hit in recent days, and so there's not too much to be concerned about there. It was interesting. I was in the gym, in a brief appearance in the gym, and I managed to catch Joe Kernan from the U.S. Squawk Box team, and he said, no doubt with a touch of irony, he said, I don't see anything to worry about. And you can think of all the things that investors have worried about over the last many months, if not years. And that included the absence of growth, and there still isn't much growth evident around. But the U.S. political shenanigans that we've had recently, who is going to take over the Fed, that uncertainty. There are all kinds of things. Europe, which people had worried about so much, is actually a star performer here in terms of market strength in the last few months or more. So nothing left to worry about, and that means that markets are somewhat overbought and somewhat expensive, and they've been enjoying a good ride. And I think maybe it goes a little bit further here, but we are overbought, and we are that we can say objectively, because you can see it on what would be my least favorite indicators, but they would be the stochastic indicators, best seen in my opinion on a weekly chart using 40 day and 20 day MAs, and you can also see it on the number of indices that are doing well that are relatively high against their 200-day moving averages. Now, they aren't wildly overextended, or none of the major markets are clearly very overextended against those MAs, but they are on the higher side. So my feeling is that the next big move is more likely than not, and big move, put it this way, and in terms of percentages, I don't think we're talking about a whole lot, but the next 2-3% move, my guess would be, is more likely to be on the downside than on the upside, unless we actually go into an accelerated upside blow-off, because nobody sees any bad news, as, again, referring back to Joe Kernan's comment. So I'd be a little careful in here. I certainly wouldn't want to be chasing anything higher in the markets. I'm not tempted to unload any of my investment positions at this stage, but I did open a little short position in the S&P 500 index, a little hedge short position. I wouldn't have done that, I think, a couple of days ago or yesterday as well. And there are certainly risks in shorting something that is still very steady, let alone hitting new highs or very close to hitting new highs. It's safer, somewhat safer, to be shorting something that's in an overall downward trend, but not yet oversold. I only open a small position, and if the markets move a bit higher here over the next few days, I may well add to it a little bit as a hedge. Now, what else to look at here? I think the bond markets are in this medium-term consolidation, as I've described it previously. That means we don't have pressure on yields moving up too quickly. The central banks will be pleased with that, and that will not be a threat to stock markets, certainly until we start seeing those bond yields pushing somewhat higher again a little later on. In terms of precious metals, well, I should pick up the dollar here first, because the U.S. dollar is somewhat softer here again against this background of Wall Street's rally today. And the euro, the mighty euro, up to 1.38 against the U.S. dollar, sterling back above 162. Precious metals are gaining with this soft U.S. currency and can continue to edge higher while that persists here. And it does increasingly look as if we are in an overall support building phase above those lows that we saw earlier in the year, a few months ago, as Owen and I have been saying. Now, looking at some of these other commodity markets, and I'll just bring a little bit more data up on the screen here as I talk to you. There are some disinflationary, deflationary signs here. The industrial metals, which have been somewhat firmer recently, albeit very much within ranges, they were soft in here today. Possibly more importantly, crude oil has weakened a little bit further. Now, not the U.S. WTI contract, although the big news on that earlier in the week is that it did break underneath the $100 level and is currently trading at $97 and 2 cents. So it's seen no attempt to rally since that break of the psychological $100 level. And interestingly, the Brent crude, which had been firmer, has certainly slipped, particularly yesterday, but it's also down again in here today and is at 107. And now that's not a big deterioration, but it does reflect less demand for the crude oil. I certainly think if that Brent goes down below the $100 level, that we will probably see the Saudis start to talk about making some sort of a production cutback overall. But the clear message that we can see from these commodity markets is that there is enough supply around in almost all of them, and certainly the industrial commodities, to fulfill demand, and that demand in some instances, including the demand for crude oil, may actually be easing a little bit here. So we still have a soft global economy. Now, is there something else to worry about out there? I would be happier if China firmed up again, and I think it will certainly do that over the medium term, but it's a bit choppy in here in a current range, and it's currently testing the lower side of that range that's persisted for the last few months. And that is a factor certainly weighing on commodity markets in general. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.